This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour, Thursday, June 7th, 2018, on the books, in the air, on the air. It's Doug Steffen presenting the DJ Beers, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara. And we couldn't do DJ VC because it doesn't sound like an air conditioning company. So it's now...
We could have done CJV.
Credit. CJ, what happened? Wait a minute. Hey, I'm getting carried away there. Pop. All right, Jennifer has the trending story. I wanted your take because you weren't around for the, there were eight states that had elections, primaries, and I didn't get your take on it because you weren't around yesterday because you couldn't handle just a little extra work on the night before. Good heavens.
So, I'm sorry, so 10 hours of radio a day is not enough, plus running a company?
No, let's let it go.
Huh. Okay.
Okay, so what is your take on what happened in California, IA, and the other states?
But my voice is cracking today. I can't take it anymore. I need a rehab exhausted like Mariah Carey. Oh, boy. Well, it was a mixed bag of results for Democrats and Republicans. There's a lot of national coverage to our primary election in California. We are electing a governor. We do have a weird primary system. So for any office that has both, that tells you the candidate, so any partisan office, that means if it says Joe Blow is a Republican running against, Bob Smith, a Democrat, any of those, that is called a jungle primary, which means the top two advance to November. So that means two Democrats, two Republicans, which is never likely in California, or a Democrat and a Republican. There are also offices like sheriff and some of the more local offices that don't have partisan races, which means that it's just the top vote getter. If he gets over 50% plus one, it will be just automatically put into office. So it's a little bit confusing. But all eyes on the nation, we're looking at our congressional races to see if the blue wave that's been expected to sweep the country and flip the House is in full effect. And I have to say, it really was not. It sort of petered out. Democrats did get a win because they thought they might have been shut out of a couple of key races in Orange County and in San Diego County. But what we have is a pretty even matchup. We had Republicans and we have Democrats in all the hotly contested congressional seats. Every single one of them will feature one Republican, one Democrat. So race by race, the national parties, the DNC and the RNC, will have to decide how they want to spend their money. Of course, they would have liked to have seen both parties get shut out. Of course, that's just easier strategically, but they're going to actually have to work for it. So that's kind of the good news. That's the fun part. It'll be interesting, at least. And then in our governor's race, we have a Republican on the ballot, which we haven't had in over 10 years since Schwarzenegger was in the Capitol. John Cox is the Republican I referred to. He got 26% of the vote. He came in second, which means he will be advancing into the general election. Gavin Newsom came in first with 33% of the vote. He really didn't even work for that.
Cox? I forget what you thought about him.
Look, I know both Republican candidates, Travis Allen and John Cox. Travis Allen is the person that I voted for because I thought he brought more energy to California. A little younger, thought he could run better against Gavin Newsom. Yeah. But I am 100% willing to support John Cox. I think he's a nice guy. He brings a lot of qualifications himself, and he has more campaign structure than Travis Allen did. So do I think he's got a chance to beat Gavin Newsom? I think it's going to be a real uphill
battle. Hold a thought. Thoughts are things, so hold the thought in this circumstance of what you want.
The thing that's extraordinary, and that is actually a win for Republicans in California, and is an indication not necessarily that Republicans are doing such a great job, but that California is going so far left and so crazy with all of these restrictions, like the $1,000 fine we talked about if you shower do a load of laundry in the same day.
Right.
These types of things are starting to create this boomerang effect in California. The sanctuary state, those types of things, are not sitting well with California residents, and so for the first time, in, as long as I can remember, in every statewide office, Secretary of State, Attorney General, Controller, Treasurer, there is both a Republican and a Democrat on the ballot. So the only exception is Lieutenant Governor. There are two Democratic candidates who will be running. So I guess that is the good news. Republican turnout is high, yet Democrats and independents outnumber Republicans by a lot.
It's a reflection.
So we'll see.
On what's going on, it's the same thing. Trump got elected because it was the it's just a pendulum swinging back and forth. He finds something in the middle. Both my children are very politically active in California and Los Angeles County. My son and I were talking about the elections yesterday, and he told me something that if I didn't know, I had forgotten. Do you know that there are, this is mind-boggling to me, 70,000 homeless people in L.A. County. 70,000 homeless in L.A. County. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Gil Garcetti, who's the mayor, said he took care of the homeless problem. That was a while ago, though, Jennifer, I guess, right? They get 70,000 people on the streets, and half of them come to Santa Monica on the train. So, I mean, it's laughable, but it's not. It says lots of different things in a city that is as wealthy as it is. Is it wealthy because people are replacing, you know, people that run businesses, are they replacing human beings with machines and robots? And you know, is there something that ought to be done about that? And is it that people are not being trained well in our schools in Los Angeles County and thus are not prepared for life, don't have any skills? So a lot of the homeless, the thing that sort of bothered me with what Brendan and I were talking about is the ages. You know, a lot of times you think that homeless people are older. No, not the case. There are a lot of young millennials who are on the street. So
yeah. The sad thing is a lot of the homeless population is actually choosing to be there now.
Yeah, there is
and
some of that. Yep.
That is really difficult because there is a housing crisis in California, but there are also lots of low-income housing opportunities. And so often it's the drug issue that is just running rampant that makes people want to live on the streets because they don't want to have to do the rules or the drug tests that it would require for public or for federal assistance.
Public housing, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, what else? Other quick observations from the election?
Yeah, quick stuff. That was it for the election. You know, again, like I said, it's interesting because at least there'll be Republicans and Democrats on the ballot. Do I predict huge Republican success? No. But I think that the blue wave, at least on a national level, that Democrats were hoping for, they may flip the House, but I don't know that it's going to be in huge numbers. I think it's going to be a very close, interesting midterm election season. So we'll see how it all plays out. Now, the CMT Awards were last night. You know I love country music. So yes. I thought it would be fun to give a quick round of applause to Carrie Underwood, who won the most CMT Awards in history, her 18th trophy on the show.
Wow.
Blake Shelton walked away with the top honors of the night. He won Video of the Year for the song I'll Name the Dogs. It was held at the Bridgestone Arena. Florida Georgia Line were honored, a little big town. But big winner of the night was Blake Shelton and Backstreet Boys, who along with Florida Georgia Line won Performance of the Year from CMT. And, of course, Carrie Underwood for setting that record. That's pretty cool. Good. And she sang, and she looks beautiful, so she's back. Mm-hmm. Finally today, Hawaii in the focus. Hawaii's governor, FEMA, and also FEMA, headed to the Big Island as this lava is continuing to cause such a huge problem.
FEMA is just going there now?
Well, they've been there, but they're headed to this particular island for an assessment today.
What particular island? It's the same island.
The Big Island. They're going from wherever they were to the Big Island.
Well, where? Wait a minute.
I don't know. Probably vacationing in Maui. What do I know?
Oh, my God.
They're going to sit on a beach in Maui with some binoculars.
Yeah, they're resting in Maui. There
must be
strategize. They're strategizing in Maui.
There must be a volcano over there. Look at all that smoke.
That's right. So the fiery eruption of Kilauea has caused 400 structures and homes to have been obliterated in the magma that's poured through neighborhood after neighborhood. It's torching everything that it touches. They say a river of molten rock, 20 feet tall, ripped through the Kapoho beach lots and vacation land. Vacation land is apparently gone. It's wiped out. There's no evidence of any properties there at all. One of the homes that was destroyed was belonging to the Hawaii mayor, Harry Kim. He said he borrowed $5,000 to buy it. Sounds like nothing now, but that's all he had, and it is gone. So everybody's being touched by this. Pretty crazy.
Yep.
500 earthquakes, too. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Lots of, a lot of things going on. It's that shelf that reaches from California down the Baja into the Central American, because Guatemala, that I think the volcano there is still chugging along. The last week or so has been devastation, like you wouldn't believe down there. Same sort of thing. You can't run it. You can't wait. You can't stop it, for heaven's sakes. Don't be so silly. Just get out of there. That's all you can do. About 15 past the hour here. May I remind you of the importance of getting a really good night's rest and the ability that you have to do that. Pillows from MyPillow. Pillow cases from MyPillow. I'm looking at all the things that are on the website. There's a very interesting design, if you will, on some of these go-and-roll pillows, pillow cases. The art is pretty cool, pretty interesting. It's not just the same old. And so anyway, pillow cases, pillows, mattresses, mattress toppers. There's a special this week on mattress toppers at MyPillow.com. Get the same very good. This is a great. Imagine getting bedding that you can turn back, you can send back if you don't like it. Do that at Macy's and see what happens. I don't like this pillow. Too bad you bought it. It's yours. 60-day money-back guarantee on everything that you can find at MyPillow.com. Use the code DJV and save money on their two pillow, the two regular pillows, two special pillows at 50% off. But other things you can save up to 30% more on using the DJV code, including that new MyPillow mattress topper that you need to make your mattress that much better, and you have a that much better chance of getting a good night's rest. All of these things aimed at one thing, rest and health. From the folks at MyPillow.com, everything you buy on discount when you use the code DJV.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So, we've been talking this week a couple of times about acupuncture. And yesterday I mentioned how I use acupuncture for my chronic cough and how it helps. And so, Craig Buskill, this is something I'm doing more of. Now I'm paying more attention to some of the notices in social media and then commenting on them, because I think in this case it'll be helpful. The question came from Mr. Buskill, whose wife suffers from chronic lung and cough stuff. Any chance you can share a bit of the information? Well, thank you for liking the program. The work that we do, we're here to serve. We are. We're actually here to tell you stories. I'm here to help. And in this circumstance, I can only relay what has happened to me. The acupuncturist finds the acupoints on your chest, and she puts the needles in, and it gets blood into the areas that need help. And that's how acupuncture works. So I would absolutely recommend that you find an acupuncturist where you are, Mr. Buskill. Send your wife over there and have some treatments and see if it doesn't relieve it, because it certainly relieves the congestion for me. And I can give you that experience and thoroughly recommend having chiropractic or acupuncture for situations like that. Thanks for asking the question at facebook.com/DJV show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's 23 and change at the hour, and it's Thursday, Throwback Thursday time. Musically, we all know how important music is to our lives, and those of you who have been listening to me for a long time know that I started my career. As a matter of fact, I was talking to somebody about this at dinner last night. First thing I ever did on the radio was in September of 1965, introducing Hang On Sloopy by the McCoys. This week, Throwback Thursday goes back even further than that. These are the top five songs from this week in 1962, starting with Mary Wells, who had half a dozen songs that all sounded like the same song, which was pretty typical of that era. The One Who Really Loves You comes in at number five this week on the Throwback Thursday countdown. Extra innings with this countdown. There's so many good songs on it. All right, so that's Mary Wells at number five. Number four, Ernie Maresca. Wow. Shout, shout, knock yourself out, baby. Man. This guy's from Queens. By the way, all the Italian singers were from the Queens.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, well, of course you did, because 1962.
Right.
No.
But I know Mary Wells. Wasn't she in the Supremes?
No.
Oh, well, see, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Mary Wilson was in the Supremes.
Oh, the different Mary.
Yeah, right. There were more than one Mary around in the 60s. All right, come on. Crack this up, Kara.
Do a dance that we all can do. I turn that jukebox up mighty loud. And let's liven up this crazy crowd. Come on,
shout, shout, shout. Knock yourself out. Yell, yell, loud and swell. All right.
Wow, I would like to knock myself out.
Yeah.
Would you really now?
Yeah.
All right. That's Bill Clinton playing the sax, by the way. Number three this week in 1962 belonged to Dee Dee Sharp. Intellectually stimulating lyrics. This song's called Mashed Potato Time. It was actually an answer song to this.
Is this actually singing about mashed potatoes?
Yes. That's exactly it. It's a dance. Listen to the lyric line. Listen to it. Call the dance, call the mashed potato. best part of this is the wahoo.
I don't know. This isn't my jam.
Really? That's great stuff. Mashed potato, number three. Hi, Dion. Dion DiMucci just became known as Dion before he had the Belmonts. This is before the Belmonts. Lovers Who Wander, number two this week. 1962 is the year.
Speaking of people whose songs all sound the same, I had a CD from the, like, it was the biggest 60s hits when I was a kid, and there's whatever, Runaround Sue sounds exactly like
the song. It is. Yeah. They're all the same song, just a little different lyric, that's all. They keep cranking them up, man. They'd have those studios going 24 hours a day. These guys run in, they'd rehearse once, and then they'd lay it down, and it'd be in the pressed into the record and the station the next day. And they were just pumping them up. This is one of the guys who pumped out lots of them. It's Lovers Who Wander. Yeah, but you're right. Listen to the lyrics.
Of
course it is, yeah. Right. All right, number one this week in 1962. 5 weeks, this song was number one. Ray Charles, first number one song. I can't stop loving you.
To live in me.
This is my favorite Ray Charles song.
I was just gonna say this is my least favorite Ray Charles song.
Oh, is it really?
Totally. I love his voice, but just this is a downer.
Well, but this is the contrast between what we just heard from Dion and Ray Charles, and on the same countdown. Pretty amazing. 28 after the hour on the DJB show. So
in today's automotive news, ready to head out onto the road this summer, but want a vehicle that has all the space for a road trip, but can save you extensively on fuel? The perfect choice is the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid. Chrysler invented the minivan segment, and this new Chrysler will get up to 84 mpge. Starting under $40,000, it has flip-up screens in the back with pre-programmed games for the whole family, and a built-in vacuum cleaner for those little goldfish accidents. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available Uconnect theater, and listen to these speakers.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Doug Steffen here with a focus on your smile. How bright and white is your smile? Are you drinking a lot of coffee or tea? Maybe you drink too much red wine, or maybe you smoke. You ought to stop doing that. But if you haven't yet, you want to shine up that grin of yours. You've tried a lot of tooth whitening products, perhaps. The trays and gels, chuck them. I'm going to give you a 5-minute solution to your problem. A brighter, whiter smile is yours using Power Swabs. Clinically studied, using a patented natural tooth detergent and whitening agent to lighten those stains. It starts in 5 minutes. Snap, swab, and smile. That's right. A couple of minutes, and those coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains are gonzo. Call 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard about it here on the DJB show. Get 50% off the retail price. Power Swabs, 800-20.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I'm free to start over.
That's a 63-year-old woman who was serving a life sentence in prison on a nonviolent drug charge from the mid-1990s. President Trump now commuting the sentence of Alice Johnson, who says,
I'm feeling no handcuffs, nothing on me. I'm free to hug my family. I'm free to live life.
The president makes the move after a plea last week from Kim Kardashian West. That reality star had been working to free Johnson from prison for some time. Yesterday in a tweet, she said, best news ever. President Trump today is to meet with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe at the White House. The two leaders are expected to hold a joint news conference after their private talks. The upcoming summit between President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un is expected to top the agenda. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We have time for lots of good stories in this half hour of the DJV show. May I present to you Victoria Keelan, who's here of her own free will, and Kara. Kara was assigned this job, but I think she's so happy that she's been
Kara
assigned.
Kara did not choose us.
No, she did not. We, in a manner of speaking, well, I don't know. We didn't. We chose her. We could have decided after she tried for a while we didn't like her, and we could have had somebody like Peter.
Well, that's nice.
Right. Yeah, so you got to stay because we like you.
Great. Thank you so
and
much.
And you do a good job. You're welcome. All right. Let's get to it here. First of all, the passing of the oldest munchkin from The Wizard of Oz, Jerry Marin, who was 18 years old. If you look back at some of the pictures from when this movie was filmed in 1939, he was a midget. Oh, wait a minute. What is the height challenge? What's the politically correct way of referring to midget?
It's
midgets.
Not midget.
Dwarf.
Little person.
Little person. Okay, right. He was a little person. Anyway, he was 98 years old. Came from Boston.
98. Wow.
98. Yep. He was buried yesterday.
Little people usually don't live that long. That's
no?
Remarkable.
Yeah, right. Exactly. He was part of the trio of munchkins who welcomed Judy Garland into
the
Munchkin
Lollipop Guild.
Yep, exactly. Yep.
Wow.
Oversized lollipops. In 2009, he told an interviewer that filming this number was very simple because he was a dancer. He had been a dancer for a long time. The other two guys were not dancers, and so they didn't have a good time with it. It was very hot They wore rubber caps because that was the makeup on their head. And, you know, at that time, there were no rules and regulations.
That movie was a walking hazard. Oh, the first Tin Man, didn't he die because he suffocated in the heat. Silver paint?
Yeah.
No,
oh,
the paint that they painted on him, his skin couldn't breathe.
Right,
he died.
Couldn't breathe. Yeah. Yep.
And then, I do love the movie. It's so creepy, but I still love the movie. And when you watch it and you see the random ostrich that kind of wandered onto the set when they pick up the scarecrow, there's so many bloopers, but they didn't have the budget to reshoot, so they just kept going. There's a lot you can find in
Nobody
that movie.
Nobody expected it was like Gone with the Wind. They both came out the same year, and they were both expected to do nothing. They were movies that were done because somebody said, we've got production time, we've got these actors and actresses around, so let's shoot another movie. Nobody ever. Clark Gable always said that when he did Gone with the Wind, he expected it to be nothing, go nowhere. And look at the classics. Both of them are. So paying tribute to that and to the fellas and ladies who acted in them. It's very interesting. You know, we go through things. I work, and so does Victoria and Jennifer, Kara, and we put together ideas and stories and want to share thoughts with you about things, how we work at a balance or a mix of conversational items. And perhaps it's for that reason that we have a different rap. The DJV show has a sort of different reputation than a lot of the stuff that you hear on the radio today. I thought it was interesting. Pew Research Center new survey out this week. 7 in 10 Americans say they are overwhelmed by the amount of news and or information that they are absorbing every day or exposed to every day. A lot of people, this goes back to the election. It hasn't really slowed down or stopped since the 2016 presidential election. People feel exhausted because of always. But so if you're exhausted, then turn it off. If it's television, if it's the radio, come find a program like this that isn't talking about the same stuff day in and day out. Why would you listen? I don't even begin to understand. If I was exhausted listening to something, I'd
But you know,
turn it off.
Even then, it still feels impossible to get away from because I'm very rarely on Facebook I don't listen to talk radio or a lot of radio at all, which is probably a bad thing for me to say. Just kidding, talk radio is great.
I don't listen to any radio.
But I don't. I also
because we do it, and I'm done.
Yeah, and I don't watch news on TV ever unless I'm at work. So when I'm at home, the only thing I do is interact on social media occasionally, and it still feels overwhelming.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff there. I just got word that the first Tin Man was Buddy Ebsen. There was one after that who died, but Buddy Ebsen was a dancer and a teenager also at the time, or in his early 20s, when that was his first claim to fame, as a matter of fact. He was a fabulous actor, did all kinds of very interesting things, but was a song and dance man. And so was Bob Hope, actually, when he started these vaudevillians that were around in the 30s and made into the 40s and the 50s. You know, that stuff, it was really very interesting stuff. All right, a couple of items from the food news department, including the story of a pizza delivery man who apparently isn't going to make it as a pizza delivery man. Kara has studied this story for the last 24 hours and has the update.
Well, did it happen 24 hours ago? I don't know. It just started trending recently. Yeah, so there was a guy who, Victoria, do you have his name? Of course, Doug went to me right as I closed out of the story. But he was
a pizza
delivery guy, Pablo Villa.
Pablo Escobar.
Villagenzio, I think. So he was working in Brooklyn, New York. He delivered to a military base there, and then they told him he needed a pass to get in because he didn't have an official Department of Defense pass, as most people who are civilians don't have one to get onto a base. And so as they gave him a pass, I guess he signed a waiver, and they did some kind of background check on him, and then they said, oh, you've got some kind of warrant out for you, and so we'll, you know, send you into ICE. The only weird thing is that he's married to an American citizen. He has two children who are American citizens, and so I think there's a lot of confusion out there about how someone who's married,
supposed to be American,
exactly. Yeah. I mean, we've all seen movies, we've all heard the stories of people marrying an American citizen so they can become an American citizen, and so I'm still a little confused about it. I guess that just because you marry someone doesn't mean that you will necessarily get a green card. In this case, the guy had applied for a green card, so I kind of have an issue with someone who is living in the country, is married to someone from the country, has two kids who are American.
You got status, though, if you're married an American.
From what I was reading, it sounds like you're eligible for a green card, but you can still be denied. That's what I was reading on the State Department's website. Who knows?
Or whatever, maybe they've made a mess of it.
But he doesn't have a criminal record, but he is trying to do it the right way.
Yeah, and so I guess the whole thing started because he's been in the country for 10 years. He's been married for 5. I guess a few years ago, I think it was 8 years ago, he was asked to voluntarily leave the country. I guess he doesn't, and so now that labels him as a fugitive, and so now they're going to deport him. I feel like it doesn't seem worth it when you have someone who is working and trying to make, you know, he's supporting his family, he's got kids here, he's attempting to go through the legal, you know, route that he needs to.
Yeah, that's the key. You got to do it the legal.
Yeah, I understand that if you were here for 20 years and you've never picked up a finger and you've never made an attempt at all to become a legal citizen, but he is attempting to become a legal citizen.
But I don't understand.
So
I'd like to look into this, because I thought if you married someone automatically that was American, you became an American citizen.
Yeah, I think that's where a lot of the confusion stems from, because if that's the case, then I don't even understand what's going on
right,
here.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So. Unless he's being held as a fugitive, because the last time he got into the system, people didn't know what was going on with him, and they never expunged his record. It wouldn't be the first time that happened. I got arrested once because of that, that kind of thing. So, anyway, the other side to this saga is this woman who's an asylum seeker. Victoria, what's the update on that?
This is a terrible story. A woman was kidnapped by Salvadoran guerrilla soldiers in 1990. She was forced to watch her husband, who was a sergeant in the Salvadoran army, dig his own grave before he was shot in front of her. So then they took her basically as a slave. She was forced to do all the cooking and cleaning for them. So cut 2 years later, she makes it to the U.S. She applies for political asylum, but the U.S. turns her away, saying that because she had given what they call, quote-unquote, material support to terrorists, that she is not eligible for political asylum. And they say that there's a U.S. law that does not distinguish between voluntary or involuntary aiding of terrorists. So if you are held at gunpoint, which this woman was, and was forced by threat of death to cook and clean for these soldiers, she will be denied the political asylum now in the U.S. because of that.
They're going to open their eyes to some of these things. There are exceptions. There ought to be exceptions. It shouldn't just be hard and fast. It should be some interpretive end to this. Anyway, so hey, all right, let's get to some, well, there's a very interesting take on Southwest Airlines from David Spade. We have the audio from that, which I think you will enjoy, plus the latest from KFC and a couple of other food news items of consequence. Speaking of food and the good stuff that you're eating or not, if you are not eating well and your tummy is telling you stop eating badly and you just can't get away from that fake chicken, then you might want to consider using Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea, proprietary herbal formula, daily cleansing. Jennifer's drinking it, Victoria's drinking it, Kara's drinking it, I'm drinking it, just had a little sip. You can tell when I'm drinking it because I reach over here and I don't quite stay on mic, and then I pick up a cup and I go, mm-hmm.
Oh, we love hearing you slurp. Like that's very convincing.
Isn't that good? That's very convincing. I thought that was very convincing. Life Change Tea, the formula here, helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from your entire digestive system. If your colon is a lot of buildup in it, you'll notice some weight loss right away because it's cleaning out the junk in your colon. Healthier, younger looking skin, increase in energy. This is the cleansing tea of a lifetime, of the century. Life Change Tea. Get rid of the mold, the toxins, the parasites, all that yuck in your system, because they're all in the food that a lot of people are eating, in the air that we breathe. Help yourself. GetTheTea.com is the web address. Can't buy it in the store. Go to GetTheTea.com and use the code DJV. They'll ship it free. Don't want to charge you for that. Just charge you for the tea. GetTheTea.com. Get the energy. Cleanse your body. GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV. Why don't you do it right now while you're thinking about all those benefits at GetTheTea.com.
Remember the first time you sat in the car you're sitting in right now? Oh, you two were in love. You miss that feeling, don't you?
Just go to Carfax.com now to search millions of used cars and fall in love all over again. Because only Carfax gives you a free Carfax report with every search. And it's easy to see all the best deals. Don't miss out on your deal. Start your used car search now at Carfax.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, 46 after the hour. So David Spade was on with Ellen yesterday, and he's promoting his tour. He's out doing his stand-up stuff, and pretty funny guy. He's a good actor as well. And so the thing that caught our ear was his take on riding Southwest. You've heard me many times talk about why it isn't my favorite airline for lots of different reasons, but here's David Spade to explain his thinking when it comes to Southwest.
Sometimes I fly Southwest, which is a, it's an okay airline. It's sort of crummy, and this does not leave this room, but Southwest is, spoiler alert, it's the fun airline with the shorts. It's not that fun. No one's having fun. They're not. I'm not. But when you go there, they try to be very professional. They go, before you get on the aircraft, we have to clean the plane. It's literally one guy with Febreze going, all right, bring him on. Bring on the kettle. And then you get on, I go, I think there's a dog tooth in my seat back. And you're like, we can't get every nook and cranny, narc, all right? Let's yelp it down a notch, guy. And then it's always like crazy. She's in shorts going, please, we got to push off the gate. That's all they care about, the gate. We got to push off. Sit down. There's no aisle seats. You're on the Queen Mary. It's all middle. Sit in the middle. We're the only all-middle seat airline. It's impossible, but we have it. Only middle. And quit looking for overhead. There's nothing there. Put your crap on your lap. You knew what you were getting into. You called Southwest. It's $89 for a reason. Now relax and be quiet. And it's never like half full and relaxed. It's like, we're oversold by 300. We have no idea how it works. We do it every flight. If you want to wait 5 hours,
that's true.
We'll give you a dollar. The next flight. And there's no food. We have 5 bags of peanuts. We're going to shoot them out with a t-shirt gun halfway through the flight. Heads up. Look alive. One of them's honey roast.
Keep
so
going.
Stupid. It's
hey,
not.
Are you done?
No. They, yeah. No. And then they tell you the name of your pilot. Everyone goes, oh, he's good. Yeah.
Actually, the pilot that landed that plane over at Philadelphia, she is good. That's a pilot you want to have in your plane, even though it's too bad she's flying for Southwest. She's very good.
My favorite part is when he says they're overbooked by 300. Wait 5 hours and we'll give you a dollar.
And I love it. It's all middle seats.
It's impossible.
It always feels like, unless you pay $15 to get on the plane early, that's what I do. If I have to fly Southwest, I always pay to get on the A-list so at least I can get a seat on the aisle. At least you have a chance to do that. But other than that, everything he says about Southwest is absolutely correct.
What's the thing about the shorts? Do the flight attendants wear shorts?
The flight attendants wear shorts, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Most of the, well, this time of year they do anyway. 10 before the hour, you're listening to today's DJV show.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. If you want to buy a home, we can help you get a great mortgage that may require as little as 3% down. And we also invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives you a solid approval in as few as 8 minutes. And for 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call America's largest mortgage lender at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Results may vary.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl,
oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on the go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Past the hour now, it's Movie Moments. Chuck Curry is our movie man with movie news and a reflection of sorts. Obviously, we're going to be reflecting because this is the theme from the original Airport movie, which was made in, let's see how good I am, Chuck. It was in 1972, George Kennedy, and
Actually, the first Airport was 1970.
Was
with Dean Martin, but George Dean Kennedy did have... He was in that one, but...
he was in all of them.
He was in all of them. He played a character named Joe Petroni.
That's right. Yep, Petroni.
And it was really the first of the disaster genre movies.
Right.
It starred Dean Martin, who was born on this day in 1917, passed away in 1995. He played the airline pilot. I thought it was quite good in that film. I was a fan of Dean Martin, but I really love him in Airport. Co-starred Burt Lancaster, another really... good, yeah. Solid.
And who was the French actress that played the flight attendant who was his girlfriend? What was her name? Was that Genevieve Bujold? Huh?
She was an earthquake. Jacqueline Bisset played the...
Jacqueline Bisset, that was it. They all had French... all these disaster movies had at least one French babe in it one way or another.
But I got to tell you a quick story. I did a revival of it a few years ago, and I watched... Well, actually, it was last year, and I was watching it on the big screen, and I really enjoyed it, but the one thing that sort of I found a little interesting or perplexing is that the two lead characters, Dean Martin and Burt Lancaster, and the storyline throughout the film were having an extramarital affair on their wife. Not one of them, but both of them.
Yeah, right.
Which was very unusual, I thought.
Yeah, right. But they were both sober during the filming of the movie, right?
They were.
That was always Dean Martin most of the time. John Wayne tells the story.
He liked a martini, right?
When he was doing Rio, was it Rio Bravo or Rio Lobo?
Rio,
one of those.
Rio Bravo.
Anyway, Dean Martin played John Wayne's brother. I think, in that movie. And he was apparently having a great time. Lots of Dean Martin always had a good time no matter what he was doing. And he and John Wayne liked the little schnapps too, although he was very professional when he was, you know, on duty and doing his lines and on the set. He was never, ever anything other than completely in charge. But apparently, a couple of days, Dean Martin came in and he was really hung over. So they made the scenes play to his being hung over. And so there are a couple of scenes in that where Dean Martin comes out of the jail cell looking like he was hungover, and he really was.
Okay. So, no surprise there.
Yeah, no, none whatsoever. All right. I have a special new movie to tell you about. The story, the winner of 10 Academy Awards, 6 Golden Globe Awards, 11 traffic citations. The film everybody is raving about this season, A Room with a View of Jane Fonda, starring Sigourney Weaver, Michael Dieber, Beaver Cleaver, Roper and Peter Lorre, and Pepe the Wonder Mouse. A Room with a View of Jane Fonda features Marilyn Monroe, James Monroe, Vaughn Monroe, Perry Marsha, and James Mason, and introducing Poopsie the Perverted Parakeet as Mr. Goodrich. Whatever you do, don't miss a single second of A Room with a View of Jane Fonda when it comes to a theater near you in Stroudsburg. How's that?
I'm confused. I don't know what the heck you're talking about, but that was good.
Exactly. Ocean's 8 opens today. That story after this.
You want to find a used car. You want to find a great deal on a used car. Well, lucky for you, we want what you want. We're Carfax. Just say, show me the Carfax, and you can find great deals on used cars and start saving today. Because now you can search millions of used car listings at Carfax.com. You'll see the best deals right away, because only Carfax gives you the most accurate price based on a car's history. Now you can start your used car search and start saving at Carfax.com.
All right, Chuck, what do you hear about Ocean's 8?
Reviews are mostly positive from what I see. All female-led cast, Sandra Bullock, Cate Blanchett, Anne Hathaway. It's opening on over 4,000 screens. It's a pretty massive release. The same type of release that Avengers Infinity War got, tracking around a $35 million three-day opening weekend, which is on par with the original Ocean's movies, which starred George Clooney and
Matt. I had to do another one of those. Those guys had it. I just think there ought to be another Ocean's movie with those guys. Those were fun movies.
They were fun movies.
Yeah. All right. What
are you are you interested in this one?
Yeah. Oh, very much so. Yeah. Right. But I haven't been to the movies for quite a while. So
this is an interesting story that broke yesterday. Val Kilmer reportedly will reprise his role of Iceman in the sequel to Top Gun. Top Gun 2 Maverick, which is currently filming, starring Tom Cruise. A little bit surprising because there's all these stories about Val Kilmer not being healthy, possibly having throat cancer, certainly not in the best shape that he used to be in. But I'm glad to see him being part of this movie.
Yeah, he belongs there. 59 past the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.